Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Hi, this is Fred Film Radio. I'm your reporter Zoe Mengjiang at the 70th Locarno Film Festival. I'm sitting here with Gurjang Kautek, the director of Meteola, premiered and presented for the filmmakers of the Present Awards. This is Gurjang's first feature film, a black and white video essay that blends documentary, acting, interviews, and archival footages. And it's a powerful introspection on both human disaster, the ongoing Kurdish-Turkish war, and also on the audiovisual forms of representation and visibility itself. And I would like to start asking Gurjang, can you introduce a bit more about your film, and how did you start with this project?
I was just finished this film in 2015, which later we screened at FIT Marseille. It was called Colony. During that time, I started to watch some periscope streams, web streams from the web. It was coming from the southeast of Turkey. So there was, it was really interesting that there was one static shot for an hour, sometimes 2 hours, and most of the times nothing was happening. But if you look long enough, you could see something really beautiful or horrible thing was happening. I was at home with I was sick, and I had fever, and I was watching that web streams, and while I was watching it for a few days, because we wanted to find out what was happening in the southeastern cities at that time, because there was no media coverage.
You were watching, I guess, not for a film project. You were just investigating.
Exactly. I wanted, like every season, I was watching that to find out what was going on. So, and after a few days, this idea came to me that to do something not belongs to documentary filmmaking or fiction, that I could also use some, you know, low quality videos. I was also feeling that I had enough with the Polish pictures of filmmaking, or, you know, commercial filmmaking, and then I decided to do this film. But before I shooting it, there was a process of collecting images, because there were some images from the region which was completely anonymous. We had no idea who shot it and why it's done. So it was really interesting, because person who shot it hasn't realized that it was cinema is happening in front of the camera, but he was just shooting for some, you know, some to let the other people know in on the social media. And so this kind of video format interested me a lot. So I started to develop the idea for the film, and then I find out that during the conflicts, there was this video and the smartphones and other video formats was used by people a lot, and that gave me this idea to make a film, and inspired by the true events, but the narrative was complete fiction. And this idea came with the episodic structure, because people who shot these shots and or has these web streams anonymously had afraid that they didn't want to reveal themselves, because they want to remain anonymous. They was afraid that they got arrested or something, or they just wanted to hide themselves. It was not about you know, police or something. So this idea came. It's a kind of I always tell to my crew that there was this really immediate, urgent feeling with this film, and we've done it with a really you know, punk rock attitude. We didn't think, we didn't calculate things, we didn't stylize anything. We stylized later in the editing, you know, the everything, and. So those images started to haunt me, and there was this banality about them, but at the same time they were really beautiful.
Sublime.
Sublime. I mean there were real people around, and even when I went to the region to shoot something, I was not happy with the footage I shot. But then when I came back home, I was watching, and you realize that something happening in the background. There was this father and the son. Son had this cover with the plastic because they were afraid that something could hit his face. So all of these details was really, really interesting. I also didn't want to get into contemporary politics, you know. I don't want to deal with that because I don't feel like I'm a spokesman for, you know, Kurdish people. They spoke themselves very well. They could, you know, and I don't want to be part of the politics. But I just felt there was something going on in the Southeast at that time in 2015, and this is my reflection on that. This is how I see things. So still, I don't believe this is a political film. The way I developed it was really political, but at the end product is not political. I believe it has a universal side about humanity or our relationship with the nature. So from the beginning, I decided to use the nature as a protagonist. So idea is that came from the nature itself, about the region, but at the same time people's use of technology and smartphones and that stupid HD cameras, and this brings me the new kind of ecstatic, you know. So
I was struck by, there's a line in which your fictional character, both real and fictional, Ebru Ojen, the beautiful woman, and she said, death is real and all poetry is dumb, which we all kind of understand that there's no poetry or word can serve to mitigate the 200 dead civilian. But at the same time, your film, this hybridity in Mediola, it has to do with the difficulty of image in representation or presentation of this human disaster, but it itself has this extremely poetic quality, the way you use sound to link the imageries of bomb, fireworks and bonfire and the gun shooting, meteorites. And I wonder if you can talk a bit more about the poetics, and particularly how did you come up with the idea of a first-person narrative about hunting wild mountain goats, and what does it represent?
Well, Ebru Ojen, my main protagonist, she's an old friend of mine. I made another short documentary fiction hybrid film with her in 2012. It was called Overtime, and I know her very well. I mean, she's an artist, she's a writer. At the same time, she's acting, but she's coming from the region, and she has a really political background from coming from the family. So she was really literally been there for long time, so she knew the whole region. And the dialogue came when we were recording like this, like us. And then I wrote the lines, but I didn't feel like it sounds correct on Kurdish. And then she wrote it again. But the idea was this, that the art involves with themes like this a lot, like, you know, death and sex, and it always stylizes it. But when it really hits you, when it really happens to you, the whole poetic approach to that in art is meaningless. Because I also personally experienced that when you lose someone, and you cannot think anything else, and at that time there was so much death of the civilians, also with the army people too, but there was this warfare was going on, and at the end civilians died. There was this really tragic stories was happening, and And strangely enough, there was this region that a few mountains above, there was this hunting season starts. And it was very interesting for me that the hunters was hunting some really archetypal, really magical creature. So this idea came to me that the whole thing was a part of nature of the region. And hunting is a kind of a metaphor for sad problems occurring in the Southeast. It's a very urgent film for me. So it's the whole thing is done in a very limited period of time.
Yes, and I think the protagonist of nature and art, it provides you a space that transcends the very limited position that's offered by the politics. And I really love the beautiful images and the bold and dense and poetic images of your film. And congratulations again for joining Locarno. And thank you. It's been a pleasure. And this is Fred Film Radio at Locarno.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.